cannot think of another time when I was more overjoyed to see one of my beloved New Orleans teams lose than the excitement I felt last night when the Saints choked again. Well, Casey, I thought you said last week you were done with the Saints. You weren't watching them anymore this season. I did say that. I did. And I am done with them. But what else was I supposed to be watching last night? Fans in New Orleans, they are pissed off at Mark Ingram this morning. Midway through the fourth quarter, he ran out of bounds on, I think it was 2nd and 8, 2nd and 7. Ran out of bounds untouched when he could have easily run an extra yard to get the first down. Mark Ingram tweeted out an apology, but the apology was not necessary. I actually want to thank Mark Ingram. Thank you, dude. If the Saints won that game last night, it puts them right back in the hunt for the NFC South in a home playoff game. I do not want Gail Benson, Mickey Loomis, I don't want them to have any excuse to bring back Dennis Allen next season. Matter of fact, I hope they left his ass in Tampa last night. They need to clear out this entire coaching staff, every one of them. This team is in desperate need of leadership. The Saints rank near the top of the league in penalties and turnovers. They play with zero confidence, all signs of a team lacking leadership. Dennis Allen, this dude is not capable of giving an interview at halftime, much less leading a team of 53 men. He's a hell of a defensive coordinator. Doesn't have what it takes, though, to be an NFL head coach. Dennis Allen is not a leader. There is another organization in desperate need of leadership. Disney. Disney has been floundering the last few years. They've been struggling. Under the leadership of CEO Bob Chapek, Disney focused less and less on creating content that entertained children and focused more on creating content that entertained 40-year-old virgins wanker spanking to Mickey Mouse in their ex-shovel's garage. Disney supposedly recognized the need for a change in leadership. Hell, I really shouldn't say change in leadership because Bob Chapek was not a leader. Leaders make decisions. They don't allow their opinions to be swayed by the green-haired secretary who has a PhD in proper pronouns. Bob Chapek was an unmitigated disaster as the CEO of Disney. But that's okay. That's okay. Beauty and the Non-Binary Beast got together, collaborated with Snow Black and the Seven Little Persons to come up with a revolutionary solution. They knew the perfect birthing person. They knew who had the ability to patch the Grand Canyon-sized hole in this Titanic. This person oozes woke charisma, having the ability to convince all identifiers to follow his lead. Donnie Duck and his husband Sue Bird gave their tweets of approval. Can't call him Donald Duck anymore. Can't have our beloved duck sharing a name with Orange Man Bad. A couple of weeks ago, Disney announced they were sending Bob Chapek to the woke dungeon and bringing back former CEO Bob Iger. Bob Iger. The same Bob Iger that was the captain of this ship when he drove it directly into the iceberg. The same Bob Iger that set Disney on this path of tasting the rainbow and respecting a diversity of rectums. Hell, I guess Disney's following the same path as CNN. Anytime woke corporations vow to make changes, we're going to be new and improved. When that is translated into English, it means we are swapping one shitfuck for another. Last Friday, I received a DM from Connor, one of my longtime viewers. It was a tweet from someone who claimed Disney would be shutting down Splash Mountain. The ride's going to remain open through the Christmas holidays, but come January, they're shutting it down permanently. Splash Mountain is one of, if not the most iconic rides in the Magic Kingdom. Been open since 1989. I've been on the ride several times personally. Now, when I first heard this news, I initially thought they might be shutting down the ride for updates, renovations, maybe changing the theme a little bit, changing patterns, modernizing the ride. Now, unsurprisingly, that was not the case. Put on your woke hats for a second, just for a second, because we need to think like a shit fuck. Bob Iger has just taken back control of the company. We are shutting down one of the most iconic rides, but we have to provide our community of shitfucks with a reason that will incite woke boners. So what reason can we come up with? Well, the theme of Splash Mountain is based on the Disney film Song of the South, which was released almost 100 years ago. According to Jamel Hill, Associate Dean of Mythical Racism at Woke U, Song of the South is muy racista. With Splash Mountain being based on this movie, it obviously has to go. Out with the mythical racism. Disney is replacing Splash Mountain with something called Tom's Bongo Adventure. It takes riders on an exciting adventure exploring a diverse set of bongos. They start out with the classic style bongo, then move towards the tantalizing conga. As the beating in the percussion section reaches its apex, woke boners on the verge of explosion. The ride moves to its exciting conclusion. It is only appropriate that Tom's Bongo Adventure is a log flume style ride. I mean, the only thing allowed inside the woke bongo is stiff wood. The stiffy climbs 100 feet into the air, riders waiting with anticipation as it rapidly declines directly into a pile of Don's Lemons, soaking riders in a freshly made batch of Don's Lemonade. As they exit the ride with yellow-stained shirts matching their teeth, birthing persons are given the opportunity to purchase pictures that they can use for their Grindr profile. According to Disney, the Splash Mountain replacement is more in line with their company values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Ooh, the woke hat trick. Hundreds of birthing persons and their emotional support shovels experienced a state of ecstasy when Disney made this announcement. Check out an example for yourself. This tweet is courtesy of a birthing person named Sal, who has a toxically masculine name but prefers she/her pronouns. Excellent choice of words there at the end, making sure to include the word hard. Check out the tweet directly below. There's a reason most people don't know it's a Song of the South ride. It's because no one likes to talk about it. Yeah. You know why no one talks about it? Because it ain't fucking relevant. Little kids don't get on Splash Mountain thinking, I wonder if this ride meets diversity standards. I wonder if this ride represents inclusion. I will be so disappointed if I don't see an emotional support shovel Snoop Doggy styling the rake. Kids get on the ride to be entertained. But as you guys know, you are no longer allowed to be entertained anymore. Shit fucks, they want you to be as miserable as they are. Hundreds of birthing persons were ecstatic with the demise of Splash Mountain. But how do normal people feel about it? That's whose opinions I care about. The normal people. Shit fucks, they're predictable. I know how they'll respond to most situations. Deion Sanders, for example. Deion Sanders just left Jackson State for Colorado. Now, I've read nothing about this story. I've only seen the headlines. But if I had to guess, they are calling Deion Sanders a sellout. Wouldn't surprise me if they were calling him racial slurs. He's leaving an HBCU to be a slave for the evil white man. We actually might get into that later this afternoon. But anyway, how did normal people respond to the closing of Splash Mountain? They started a petition to save the ride, which has nearly 100,000 signatures in less than 72 hours. Normal people said in the petition, retheming such an iconic ride would erode the nostalgia that lives in Disney World and take away a little bit of the magic. In other words, Disney is erasing history, and that is exactly the point. 14 years ago, while her husband was campaigning for hope and change, Michelle Obama said, we have to change our traditions. We have to change our history. We have to move into a different place. The Obama campaign immediately removed her from the campaign trail after she made those remarks. Back in 2008, the country wasn't ready to embrace that level of change. But this right here is what she meant. When they were talking about hope and change, keyword change, when they were talking about changing traditions, erasing history, this is what it looks like. This is what they meant by the fundamental transformation of America. 14 years ago, very few people were asking the right question. What the fuck does that mean? Most people thought it meant no more war in the Middle East, no more big banks taking advantage of the little man. That is not what they were talking about. They were talking about changing the country into the image they prefer. If I told you 14 years ago Disney would attempt to brainwash children with their content, you wouldn't have believed me. If I told you 14 years ago content produced by Disney would feature cartoonish rectum rifles, Donald Duck becomes Donnie Dong, Snow White becomes the diversity diva, you wouldn't have believed me. Today, it's become the norm. They have successfully normalized behavior that would have been rejected a decade ago. I don't know if Disney can survive in Florida. Now, the park in California will be fine. But I don't know if Disney World in Orlando can survive. More and more parents refuse to expose their children to Disney. I remember back when I was growing up, all eighth graders went on a school-sponsored trip to Disney World for spring break. My eighth grade year, the school refused to sponsor the trip. Why? Because for a full week in June, groups of LGBTers went to Disney World. Now back then, that was not sponsored by Disney. It was just a group of LGBTers that went on vacation together to Disney World. Wasn't a big deal. Now even though our 8th grade class would have been there in March, 3 months before the Pride Week in June, the school still refused to sponsor the trip. They didn't want to be associated with the LGBT lifestyle, even though, to be honest, they wouldn't have been associated with it anyway. But the point is, the school took a stand for their beliefs. That was the spring of 1999. You think that same stand would be taken today? No, because they've normalized immorality and demonized morality. If a school took that same stand today, they would be shut down. But give me your thoughts. Disney replaces Splash Mountain in the name of diversity. All my parents out there, do you allow your kids to watch Disney? Will you take your kids to Disney World for vacation? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.